basically without
I'm News 5 meteorologist
batting an eye. Thank you, John. It is now 8:24 and 36 degrees in downtown Fairhope. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Sally Dean of Ecumenical Ministries. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Lori. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you back. You've been the director of Ecumenical Ministries for how many years now?
For about 14 years.
I knew I'd been interviewing you a long time,
yeah,
and you've been there longer.
Time goes by quickly, doesn't
it? Wow, it does. We're going to talk about the Chili for Charity cook-off, but we also want to talk about what Ecumenical Ministries is. Many of us know it as the cool Emmy's Thrift Store.
Right.
But there's a lot more to it than
there's
that.
There's a lot more to it. In fact, the thrift store is one of our main funding sources. But Ecumenical Ministries is a social service agency. We've been here in the county for 50 years. We have an emergency aid program in which we help low-income families and families that are struggling with rent, utilities, medical, whatever situation they might be in. They can come and seek some assistance from us. We have a home repair program. In June, we finished our 600th home in the county since we started that in 2014.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we do a lot of roofs, ramps, floors, whatever's needed to save the home. We have a Meals on Wheels program that we have anywhere from 70 to 80 people a day that are getting our Meals on Wheels. We do that on the Eastern Shore as well as out of our Foley office down in the South Baldwin area. We have a community development program that's working a lot with that has a group called Path for Peace. They were very involved with the Martin Luther King celebrations yesterday. And, we just finished up our Christmas sharing program. We provided Christmas for about 700 children here in Baldwin County.
Wonderful. Very impressive. And you couldn't do it without raising funds.
Raising funds. Chili for Charity, this is going to be our 21st year.
Wow.
It's our only fundraiser that we do each year. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of great sponsorships. And, you've been there. You've been our, how long have you been our host out there?
We were wondering that out loud. How many years have
we hosted?
It's been
quite a few. Yes, yeah. You know, we used
8 or 10 maybe?
At least. And we used to have it out at Ocala, but in 2020, we were able to get it in before everything shut down. We had it at the Halstead Amphitheater. It turned out to be a wonderful venue for the event, and so it will be there again this year.
And that's downtown Fairhope on the campus of Coastal Alabama Community College. They've
right.
got a great green right. space there for events.
It was a wonderful
it was.
Place
it
to
turned
have
out
it.
Great.
Yeah. So we've got a lot going on out there this year. We have a few surprises. We're going to have a couple ambassadors from the Gulf Coast Zoo. Not going to say what animals are coming, but there will be a couple of animals out there from there. We've got Blind Dog Mock in the Howers up on stage. He has been there from the very beginning.
He's
Mike
wonderful.
Has been a great supporter of Ecumenical Ministries. And this year, he's going to share the stage with a man by the name of Robert Sully.
Yes, I think most of us are familiar with
Robert.
Yeah,
so that's going to be a lot of fun. The music coming from the amphitheater. We have the Mechanical Bull, which is always a great thing for the kids. The kids love that. A jumpy house.
What? We can't try it ourselves.
Yeah, but you see more kids on it
than
adults.
At your own risk, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You do see a few adults up there, and they have fun. But the kids seem to have a really great time with that Mechanical Bull. We'll have a jumpy house. We're going to have some youth groups out there that are going to do face painting and games for the kids. We'll have hot dogs out there that you can buy. For the price of admission, you can have all the chili that you can eat. We will be selling baked goods. We always have a baked goods sale that always sells out. I've got a lot of great bakers that participate and give me cakes and cookies and pies and all that sort of thing. So it's always fun, you know. We just have a great time out there.
Oh, there is no doubt. And it's Saturday, February 12th, 11:30 a.m., and you still kept the ticket price low.
Yes. They're $15 at the gate. It's adults, 12 and up are $15 at the gate. Or you can go on Eventbrite and get them for $12.50 in advance. Children under 12 are free.
Okay. You are still trying to sign up teams, though.
Yes.
That's the clue to the success.
Yes.
Usually we have around 40-ish teams.
Right. And it's we'd like to have at least 20. If we can get around 30, maybe, 40,
maybe
that's great.
Maybe the biggest used to be 40. In
yeah,
the
last
40.
Few years has not quite. Mm-hmm. And this year, because of being off a year and because of COVID and everything else, you know, if you get 20, 25 teams, that's great. If you have a chili team, the cost of having a team is actually $75, but you get 12 admission tickets. So you're really not paying anything. I mean, sorry, 6 admission mm-hmm. tickets. So you're really not paying anything for the team. You're basically have to bring in 10 gallons of chili. So I've got a lot of churches participating this year and banks and businesses and that sort of thing. But hey, wait, I can always use more teams, always.
It's a primary election year. You should have lots of those,
I would hope,
too. Yeah.
I would hope. So,
get all the politicians to cook some chili.
Yeah, we usually have quite a few political teams when it's a mm-hmm, when it's an election mm-hmm. year. So any politicians out there that want to get your name out, you know,
absolutely.
Call me and we'll get you a chili team.
It's definitely a place to hobnob.
Yes, it is.
And meet people.
And it is a great community event. There's a lot of people that go every year. M. Johnson is our event sponsor again. She's been there for, you know, pretty much from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So we just really appreciate the community supporting this event.
The teams have a friendly rivalry.
Yes, they do.
And a camaraderie. Everybody wants to win the People's Choice, the Apron Award,
right. The Booth Award.
The Booth Award. It's quite the competition as folks vie for the Tom Jones Pottery.
And Tom will be providing the prizes again this year. Tom was actually instrumental in beginning this event 21 years ago. And so he still provides the prizes for it. And those themselves are worth trying to compete for. His pottery is amazing.
Now,
so
sometimes we've had pottery out there, and for a higher admission ticket, you could select a handmade pottery bowl to eat your chili in and take it home. Do you have that this
right.
year?
Right. We do not have okay. bowls this year. We just made as a board decision, we decided not to do the bowls this year. We did do them when Tom was doing them. Mm-hmm. We did them 2 years ago. We had it was our 50th anniversary, so we did 50th anniversary bowls. But this year we're not. But we will have T-shirts out there for sale this year. They're pretty cool looking T-shirts. We've already got them, and the staff is already wearing them.
Ooh,
so they're pretty nice. We'll have those out there for sale. And I may have bowls out there from past events, and we may have a bowl sale.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. The best thing to do is go to BaldwinEMI.org.
Right.
BaldwinEMI.org.
And hit the event tab, and then that will direct you to Eventbrite, and we'll give you all of the sponsors, all of the information about the event.
But as far as signing up your team, you can go to that Ecumenical Ministries website
and download an app.
Download the form.
The form is right on there.
Okay.
You can download that. You can call me at the office at 928-3430.
928-3430.
And we will get you hooked up with an app if you need it that way, and get you hooked up with a team. If you've never had a team, they're fun. People have a great time.
This is one of my, and I'll speak for Mark, our favorite events every year. I think many, many people look forward to it. So I definitely encourage folks that haven't experienced it before to please do. And it is extremely family friendly.
Yes.
And I
yes.
think that's lovely, because when you have kids, things can get so expensive. So the 12 and under free is a very nice thing.
Yeah, and we understand that a lot of kids are not really into chili. That's why we like to have a lot of mm-hmm. other things for the kids mm-hmm. to do, so mom and dad can enjoy the chili, and the kids can, you know, get on the mechanical bowl or the jumpy thing or
right.
whatever else that they want to do out there.
Are we having the balloon guy?
No.
He's very popular.
No.
Oh, no.
No. There are some people that just don't want to get out and do things.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So at this point, we don't. I'm looking for another balloon guy. If there's someone that would really like to do the event, they
okay,
give me a call.
Yeah, because he was quite popular.
He is very good. He is very good. So
us big kids like balloons made.
We're gonna
into
miss
dogs
him
too.
Not being there this year, but hopefully next year he'll be back. So it's. Just saying, it's a great time.
It
looking
sure
forward
is.
To it. It is a rain or shine event. We have done it in the pouring rain, as you know, Lori. Everybody had umbrellas, but we will go on unless it's, you know, to the point where you can't do it. But it's
right.
it's a rain or shine event.
Because, you know, by the time you prepare that much chili, generally the
right.
night, so folks can prepare it the night before, the day before. It doesn't have to be on site.
It is actually not made on site. We are not an official sanctioned chili for charity of chili event. So everyone does it at home. They bring it to the event and they just warm it up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, very good. We're so excited. The 21st Annual Ecumenical Ministries Chili for Charity Cook-Off, Saturday, February 12th, and it will be here before you know it. What, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Where is the time going? And then we just want to remind folks that you can help Ecumenical Ministries by donating gently used items or new items to Emmy's
Thrift Store.
I feel pretty sure this lovely sweater that I have on right now came from that store.
Yes, yes.
So we encourage folks to, and tell us the address and the hours for Emmy's Thrift Store.
It is 564 Fairhope Avenue. Emmy's is open 10 to 4 Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturday. Donations are from 9 to 3 o'clock Monday through Friday only. So the donations have been coming in pretty steadily. We've been selling a lot, but you know, it's just what Emmy's does. Emmy's is a great little thrift store. If people see a lot of construction going on,
In
front of the store, due to some grants and blessings from donors, we are actually, the goal is to expand Emmy's. But we have our offices where Emmy's needs to expand. So we are building another office building, and then we are going to expand Emmy's. We're going to double the size of the store.
How exciting.
It should be fun. We have more donations and more customers than our, you know, that store. You've been in that store. That store is so crowded sometimes with so many people in there.
I'm usually there once a week. I mean, I could walk through my house and go, that came from Emmy's, and that came from Emmy's. My favorite picture from the beach came from Emmy's.
Right.
My sofa came from Emmy's. Yeah,
I think a lot of us
can do that.
Here
in the lobby. Yeah.
Yes.
Really nice.
So that's the goal. Eventually, we're working towards being able to expand that store. Sally kind of destroyed our roof, so we went into making improvements on our roof since that was, you know, we were forced into that type of a thing. So we're excited about that. It looks like there's construction going on, and there is, but we're still open.
Still open.
Yeah.
Very good. And for those that want to learn more, you can log on to BaldwinEMI.org. And that could be someone you know having trouble affording their medicine or their power bill, or you want more information.
Or their rent or transportation or anything, you know, that we can either help you with or refer you to somebody that can help you.
Real quick about the Meals on Wheels. How does one qualify? What does it take to have those? And are they delivered? How's it work?
They are delivered by volunteers Monday through Friday right around lunchtime. It is not an income-based program. Anybody can qualify for it if there is a need. You have to have a need because you do pay for the meals, although we do subsidize meals for people that aren't able to afford them. But it's you just call up. We talk to you. We make sure that it's a need. If it's a need, then we are able to put you on our list.
And if it's not necessarily financial, it could be that you just...
No, it's not. Doesn't have to be a financial. It's got to be, you know, mom's home. She's 89 years old.
And she's not
She's not eating right. She shouldn't be cooking.
We need a hot meal.
We need her hot meal delivered Monday through Friday.
Oh, what a blessing to people.
Yeah.
So,
and we've got almost 50 volunteers that are volunteer drivers. They are amazing people that will do that, you know, one day a week. And we're always looking. There's another thing. We are always looking for Meals on Wheels drivers. Not necessarily do you have to be a permanent driver, but if we can put you on a sub list, because, you know, people's lives change and they're going out of town, and we need, you know, those meals have to go out Monday through Friday. We have to have drivers that will deliver them.
Okay. Very good. Ecumenical Ministries in Fairhope at 928-3430, and you also have a Foley office.
Yes, we
943-3445. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Lori.
We appreciate you and all of the volunteers at Ecumenical Ministries.
Thank you.
And we will see you February 12th. Mark and I honored again to be emceeing the event. Thank you for inviting us. And we'll have tickets to give away, too.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. It is now 8:38. Let's see if it's warmed up any. I'm telling you what, it's colder this morning than it was yesterday. Okay, according to this, we've gone from 36 to 40 just in the last 15 or 20 minutes. But so I guess that frost on the ground will start